News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Cold with expected cold to continue for the day today. 8 below zero at 6:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. You should be being careful out on the roads this morning. It may be long after bar close, but the State Patrol says you're still likely to see drunk drivers on the road. Sergeant Kerry Johnson says you could spot these drivers as they tend to weave, follow other drivers extremely close, and maybe trying to focus on the dotted or solid lines on the road. If you spot someone driving drunk, call 911.
You don't know what's going to happen. And even if they're not drinking, it could be a medical issue as well. So absolutely call 911 and let us take care of it. We would rather have to stop them and check them out, make sure everything is okay, than to have something terrible happen.
The sergeant says the average OWI offense is someone with a .17 reading, more than twice the legal limit. Hundreds of people have been camped out overnight on the streets of Pasadena in anticipation of today's Tournament of Roses parade. Officials say thousands more will be in place by the time the 125th annual parade begins at 8 a.m. Pacific time. This year's parade is not without controversy, however, as two Los Angeles men who've been together for the past 12 years are set to get married on one of the parade's flower-covered floats. The same-sex ceremony will be televised nationally. Recreational pot sales officially begin today in Colorado. Locations across the state will be able to open their doors to anyone 21 and over, starting at 8 a.m. local time. Despite the state handing out license to well over 100 shops, only a handful will open. They had to get approval from both state and local governments to hold retail sales. The U.S. is also ushering in President Obama's health care law, with doctors and hospitals prepping for some confusion from patients. After a difficult October website launch, the focus now is turned to what will happen today when patients with the new coverage begin to seek care. More than 2 million people have enrolled in plans offered under the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare seeks to reduce the number of people who lack health insurance, which some estimates peg at 45 million people. It's also out with the old and in with the new at the White House as a turnover begins in the administration. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz has more.
The president has maintained a fairly stable staff over the years, but there are signs that it's beginning to change. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato says it's typical at this stage of a presidency.
People, frankly, are either worn out or want to cash in. You know, they go work for a lobby group while they still have influence within the administration.
That could mean a loss of experience, but Catholic University professor of politics Steve Schneck says at this point turnover could do some good.
You know, he has really been stymied, and some of the reasons that he's run into these difficulties have been staff-related.
Schneck says fresh perspectives and new ideas could help the president to turn things around at the White House. Mike Makowitz, Fox News Radio.
State Representative Mandy Wright is hoping a new bill will help victims of sexual assault get support for mental health issues more easily. That bill will see a hearing in Madison, and Wright is optimistic it will pass with bipartisan support.
We do have a hearing scheduled coming up at the end of next week. It's a public hearing, and from then it goes on to an executive, and then it will need to go through the Senate and as far as public hearings, and then it will hopefully be voted on this session.
Wright says victims of sexual assault and trafficking crimes often don't seek the help they need for years after the offense. This bill will allow them to finally get the help that they need. A sheriff's deputy is being called a hero for saving a western Wisconsin teenager on a ski slope in neighboring Minnesota. 17-year-old Dan Mannon, a snowboarder from Wilson, was waiting in line for a chairlift ride when he collapsed last Saturday in the Afton Alps Ski Resort east of St. Paul. Mannon, who just happened to be standing next to Washington County Deputy Sean Linehan, who kicked off his skis, checked Mannon, and found the teen did not have a pulse. Linehan and ski instructor Kevin Neubauer performed CPR while the ski's area's general manager arrived with a defibrillator. The unit shocked Mannon's heart enough to get it going again. He's still undergoing tests, but at a news conference yesterday, he thanked Linehan and the others who saved him. Without the officer's fast action, the teen says he would not be alive right now. Here's your WSAU Business Briefs. Stock markets are closed in the U.S. and Asia today for the new year. Yesterday, the Dow hit yet another record and closed out in the new year at 16,576, a total rise of 26% on the year. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin from meteorologist Justin Lowe. We are expecting mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 5 below 0. Thursday, we're expecting partly sunny and cold temperatures, a high near 6, partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low near 13. That's your news and weather. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.